Tech of Sports with Carolina Gomez, Director of E-Commerce for JanSport. This week on the Tech of Sports, Carolina Gomez from JanSport. Just want to let you know that the Modern Life podcast shows are available on mobile apps, and it's a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and other apps where you can get your favorite shows on Android and iOS and other platforms. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here, and the Tech of Sports is a Modern Life Podcast Network production at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. This week we're talking with Carolina Gomez, JanSport, a company we all know. We all have probably, if we're in here in America, have had a JanSport backpack at some point in time. They have adopted a mobile-first initiative at JanSport, and she's kind of leading the charge when it comes to their website, new products, the analysis, and the technology that they're using with their business strategy. Carolina is great to talk with. More than 50% of JanSport.com's traffic and is driving 35% of the online revenue, and it's a backpack mega brand that we all know and love, and they've kind of are branching out anew but still holding true to the iconic brand and their brand. It's a delicate balance, as Carolina will describe and talk about. So just great to talk with her and the relationship with ClickTail, which is helping the analytics and helping them design and figure out what works with their mobile-first redesign. So here's Carolina on the Tech of Sports this week. Thank you. And we're with Carolina Gomez, of the Director of E-Commerce for JanSport, and a lot of exciting things going on at JanSport, as I said, Carolina. And tell a little bit about, I know you've only been with the company relatively a little while compared to some people, but give the listeners here a little history of the company and where you guys are at right now.
Yeah, of course. Hello everyone. I've been with JanSport for about 5 months now, but essentially this is a brand where everyone has some sort of connection with, which is very exciting. One of the things that we joke internally is that whenever you mention that you work for JanSport, like, everyone likes to share their story with their backpack, which is pretty exciting. But back to the company specifically, like, this is a brand that is essentially, like, recognized by backpacks in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., but e-commerce specifically is very, very new to the brand. The brand's anniversary, 50th anniversary, is coming over in 2017, so shortly in 3 months. But even though we've been around for such a long time and everyone has a good story with this brand, e-commerce is only 3 years old. We launched the website back in May 2013. We've been up and running since then with a lot of good learnings and great success. But we still have a lot of room to improve when it comes to usability and understanding, like, how our consumers work and shop online. How do they think about backpacks online, and how do they interact with the site, mainly knowing that mobile is most of how people are browsing these days, especially for our demographics. So anyway, that's a little bit about the brand. I think, you know, it's our backpack. Everyone, again, has a nostalgic and good emotional connection with the brand. And my challenge as the leader of e-commerce here is to make sure that we improve that experience and we help our customers find what they're looking for on their mobile phones.
Yeah, I mentioned to my wife when I said we were going to be talking about JanSport and I was going to be talking with you this week, and you're right, a smile did break out on her face. She got a new JanSport backpack every year, and it's an iconic brand, and everybody knows what JanSport is and what JanSport does. But also, more than backpacks, travel bags are really important now for travelers, as airlines have gotten more strict with what you're allowed to bring on planes and how we travel. So more than just backpacks, but travel bags also growing part of your business, I assume, as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I guess one of the key challenges is, like, how do we show our customer that, yes, we are the backpack that you're going to carry into school or college, but we're also beyond that, right? So travel is definitely one of the new categories that we've been looking at. So to go online now, like, you can find very nice little duffel bag or have accessories for your travel. But a lot of what the company has been focusing on is, like, how to potentially reach and speak to that older consumer who has recently graduated from college and is looking for a little bit of more elevated or, like, a more mature look, let's say, and something that it's a little bit more functional, that it can carry you throughout their day or throughout a weekend trips and so on and so. So I think one of the big challenges is like how to grow to other categories, but without like missing the core of the brand, and how we can translate to our customers that we can be your everyday backpack even after college.
Yeah, and mobile is really the avenue to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mobile, I like to say internally that mobile, it's a mindset, in my opinion. I think, you know, I feel like being in retail for a while, I feel like the past 3 years I heard that this is the year of mobile. This is the year of mobile. But at the end of the day, mobile is a mindset. And I think it's not the year off. It's just not going anywhere, right? So just for us, it's really impressive to see that more than half of my traffic comes from mobile devices. And over back to school, which is, you guys can imagine, it's peak season for the brand. 60% of my traffic and my visits came from mobile devices. So again, like changing the mindset and understanding and thinking everything we do from usability and acquisition standpoint, mobile first, it's a must. It's not just an idea. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Jasper speaks to a very young consumer, like a consumer that was born with mobile devices or iPhones or smartphones. So essentially, you know, this is how they think. This is how they communicate. So this is what we should be looking at for every decision we make.
Yeah, it really is the era of mobile when it comes to commerce. And we're with Carolina Gomez, your director of e-commerce for JanSport. And JanSport, you used to be able to walk into retail stores, and you still do, and you'll see JanSport all over the place. But like you said, you know, more than 50% of the traffic on your site and 30% of your online revenue is the backpacks and what you're getting now from mobile. That wouldn't be possible without, you know, these companies that kind of give a platform or give an idea of how your site is doing, and it's kind of it's great. And you guys are utilizing help from Clicktail in with your front page and with other data when it comes to designing and how you set up your page, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So Clicktail has been, I like to say that Clicktail is almost like an extension of my team. Obviously, they have an incredible platform and technology, but the expertise of the team, it's incredible. And what I would love to share is one of the most recent projects that we had in collaboration with Clicktail. So again, in line with the trend they were saying on mobile and how important mobile is to our program, we partnered with Clicktail, I want to say, over a year now. We've been working together for a little while, which is great. And then we noticed that our homepage is just not nicely designed or set up thinking on mobile first. So essentially, it's not that the website was not rendering on mobile devices, but what Jasper did back in the day and what a lot of other retailers have done as well is to essentially launching a responsive version of your desktop design to a smaller screen, such a mobile device. So even though that solves the problem and makes sure that, you know, your website loads in mobile devices, it's not actually thinking mobile first. So there's a lot of pain points in our homepage. Users are not scrolling, like even though there's a lot of content and different kind of messages worked with the creative team and the marketing team, like the user was not even getting there. Like there, so we were able to see that our engagement of the homepage is pretty soft. They're not scrolling down. Essentially, it was a very, very long page, and the way that the message was being presented to the user was not considering that size of the screen. So getting all the behavior insights, understanding how users are navigating, like where were they engaging, how much time they were spending, and literally being able to watch users navigate through the site with the help of Clicktail was very, very important to redesign our homepage. So right by mid-June this year, which is right before back to school, we were able to relaunch our homepage with a 100% mobile-first approach, and all based on the insights and feedback from Clicktail. So I want to say that, you know, working with companies and solutions like Clicktail is necessary and it's key, because even though you can have analytics and data like everyone does, you can't, looking at the actual user behavior, it's mandatory for you to optimize your site for mobile.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the website and the page right now, Carolina, and it looks great. It's a very quick, well-designed page. You have information flying across the top, free shipping every day. See how you get that. And then great photos of the different products and just easy click-down menus. People can see what's new and the best sellers. And those out-of-the-world backpacks with the glowing on it, that really stands out. Did you use one of those?
I actually have one of those. Not those prints necessarily, but I do. This is it's a fun and unique way that Jasper has to design backpacks, where the print pretty much it's presented throughout the backpack. It doesn't cut like the image if you look at it closely. So it's pretty fun.
Sure. And I deal with or talk to a lot of small entrepreneurs, small businesses. They may have a great product or be promoting a great event, but their website, struggles to keep up, or they don't have a good website, and that really hurts. I mean, you guys have solved that problem. You just have a great website that just complements your product so well, and I think that's great.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that is important to bring up as well is that it's a pretty dynamic space, right? So obviously we're very proud and excited with the homepage, but now we're actually working on the cart and the checkout. So besides the cart and the checkout right now on Jasper.com, it's a responsive design, but Retail just finished running a deep dive on the usability on those pages. They're so critical to the funnel and to the conversion, and we are developing those pages in a mobile first approach as of right now, and hopefully early next year we relaunch the cart and the homepage. Shortly after that, we're going to be looking at the product page and the category page. So a little bit like, we started with the top of the funnel, then we're going all the way to the end of the funnel, the cart and checkout, knowing how critical and how sensitive that section is, and then going back up to the product page and the category page. But I do see this being an evolving project, and knowing how the user changes and the behavior changes, like at some point, once we're done with the entire funnel, we need to revisit the homepage and understand, like, okay, so then what's next? Like, we still have opportunities and so on. So it's just very, very dynamic.
Yeah, you touched on the checkout process. That is really, you could have the greatest website in the world, but an event that I was following had a great website, but when you got to the checkout problem for buying the tickets, it was terrible, and that ultimately is going to kill your event or your product. So the whole checkout process is really key, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's, again, very sensitive. And when you think mobile, there's, like, so many variables involved in that process that is not just the design, right? So it all depends on if you have a good connection, if your service is okay there, like, how much data you're getting, and all these things need to be taken into consideration to make sure you set up a cart and a checkout process that is easy enough to load, that actually loads quickly in that device as well, regardless of the level of service and connection that the user has over there. So just as like an extra challenge, and then which we don't always have control of, but we can make sure that the page is optimized for that. And then other than that, just like, how do you make sure that users are comfortable shopping on mobile and actually adding like sensitive and important information such as your credit card, right, like your address in your mobile device? So there's a little bit of like a behavior that needs to shift as well. So again, you see a lot of people browsing, like 60% of my traffic, but only 30% of the revenue, right? So like, how do you make that process feel the most easy and secure so users are comfortable to follow through and finalize the purchase on their mobile devices as well?
Yeah, it's coming. More and more income and revenue coming through the websites. And I like to say that a company these days, they're really only as good as every aspect of their website. So it's really telling. You can tell a lot about a company by how efficient and how good their website is. We're wrapping up with Carolina Gomez here from JanSport. And you kind of told us what you guys are going to be working on a little bit coming up, one thing at a time, Carolina. But what else is new and exciting at JanSport? I like the website. You're trying to be new and fresh, but you're not afraid to talk about the brand and the history of the brand on there, and kind of mention that and the Discover Freedom logo. It's it all points to success. And what's in the future for JanSport?
That's a great point when you brought up the brand, right? I think one of the bigger discussions that we have internally is that how do you balance commerce and brand on Jasper.com? And I think, you know, even in past experience and other brands, like, it was a common challenge and a common discussion because back to where you said, like, the brand is as good as the website is, right? So I want to say that one of the key initiatives, obviously mobile is the number one for next year, but within that, I want to say that as important as mobile, it's going to be like improving the storytelling and improving the brand presence in the website and essentially bringing a lot of the content that this brand has to Jasper.com. So right now, like, we're partnering very close with our marketing team, not only to be able to create the assets and everything we need to run the commerce side of the business, but essentially to incorporate our Live Outside campaign, which are, you know, events with artists that we do internationally, bonfire sessions, which are events music related that we do in four different cities in the U.S. throughout the year, accessible invitations, which is another very strong hook and campaign of the brand. So anyway, I guess just summarizing, like, what's coming next year is obviously evolving on mobile, but bringing the brand to life on Jasper.com and incorporating all the opportunities and other initiatives that we have for the brand within the main site.
Yeah, you're so right. With the website, and a good website, you have the space and you have the ability to do the storytelling and the brand information and spreading the word. And you guys do a lot of that. It's a timeless look. It's a great brand, and you know, we all know what JanSport brings to the table. So, Carolina, we want everyone to check out JanSport.com. Check out the great products. Thanks for coming on the Tech of Sports this week.
Yeah, of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
And a big thanks to Carolina Gomez from JanSport for coming on the Tech of Sports this week. Just great stuff. And again, check out JanSport.com. Also, if you're doing any shopping on Amazon here this fall, leading up to the holidays and other fall events, use our affiliate link here at the studio, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your needs. No extra charge, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Thanks for Carolina for coming on the Tech of Sports this week. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.